Joining me now live in studio, I have first-time guest, Liza Landy. You are the Rockland Town Clerk. Thanks so much for being brave enough to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, delighted to have you. You know, with a lot of the coverage that we have, especially with all the election coverage that we count on and whether we need to know, rules, regulations, processes, we depend so much on all the local town clerks, and they're really all so happy to help us out and fill us in on the way things work or the way things don't work or even questions that we may have about how to do things. So we appreciate you joining us. And you brought to my attention something that I kind of thought about in the back of my mind, but I wasn't really clear on. And I think this is something that our listeners need to hear about. Tell me what happened on primary night in the town of Rockland, because I'm sure it was not the only place where some people showed up and found out they were inactive. And what does that mean exactly?
Inactive means that you did not respond to your census.
Okay.
And on the first Monday in June, we are required to make your status inactive. There's a very difference between being deleted and being inactive. Inactive, you're still on the rolls, but we don't know if you've moved out of town or if, you know, you just didn't answer your census.
Okay.
People were saying, well, I still pay my taxes. You very well may still own that home, but you have since moved to another community, and it's our way to ensure that you respond to it. You are still eligible to vote as an inactive voter.
Mm-hmm.
We have inactive sheets, and you're not deleted. I just want to make sure it's very clear that there's a distinct difference between inactive and deleted.
So when people maybe showed up at the town halls and say, oh, I'm inactive, does that mean I can't vote? They did vote. And what does a provisional vote mean?
A provisional vote is the fact that we cannot find you and that you're not on our rolls. And so if you're inactive, you are there. It'll have my name, Liza Landy, with a big giant I next to it, meaning I'm inactive. If I am not on that list at all, and I say, well, I'm here and I want to vote, I then get that option to be a provisional voter. We never turn any voters away.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. So you never turn any voters away.
Ever.
That's very important. Now, when you say census, do you mean the town census that they send out every year, or do you mean like the federal census that
town.
They send? Okay, so people, pay attention, fill out those census. And it can happen literally just in 1 year if they miss it?
Literally.
Okay, so
every year.
They need to do their homework.
Every year.
Okay. Now, when this happened, did most of these folks say, okay, I want to do this right now, I want to fill out my census? Did you get a rush of people saying that after the election?
Well, the good news is a lot of people who were inactive at election came in and said, why? Why am I inactive? I also asked the town administrator to put it out on our social media to please call and check on your status so that we can avoid this at the general election so that it's just easy for them and for the election workers.
Now, when people come in and you say that where you're inactive, are they genuinely surprised and do they know what you're talking about?
They do not.
Okay.
Oh, they'll say, I did it, but I can only
1979.
Go by. Yeah.
You've got to do a new one. And it's good that I noticed that there is a sheet that you brought with us also to tell us about as an inactive voter what your information and what your rights are. And the state Secretary of State William Galvin puts this out. So this is some good information. And again, I'm sure this probably happened in every town in Plymouth County that we're covering on election night. Any other questions that people have about registering to vote, to check out if they're on the voter rolls? What's the best way to make sure when they come in to vote or do their mail-in ballot that they're not going to have a problem? What can they do ahead of time?
Call your community's town clerks and find out, you know, and then just say, can I check the status of my voter? It's very simple. We get a lot of calls, even not during election season. People will call and be like, can I just check it? And I would rather have that throughout the year than election night, where it's crazy enough as it is. It just takes 2 seconds for us to check the system.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, tell me about election night. How many precincts in Rockland and what time are the polls open?
There are 6 precincts in Rockland, and polls open at 7 a.m., close 8 p.m.
And if people have a question, what's the number of the town clerk's office in Rockland?
781-871-1874.
You got some great information. We're going to put this information up online again. Liza Landy, you're the town clerk in Rockland. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you again for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.